What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Donnie, a quiz show. But first, why don't we go back for a moment, look at the Post-Gazette writers, sports writers' predictions for the Steelers' season. I'll give the record they said for the Steelers and their Super Bowl pick. How do you like that?
I do like that. That also tells me that you made some good picks.
This is a humble brag from Joe that's coming.
Jerry Dulac, 11-6, and the Super Bowl, Dolphins 49ers.
Wah, wah.
Wah,
wah. Dolphins?
Ray Fittipaldo, our favorite, Steelers record 9-8, Super Bowl... Chiefs, Packers.
Yep, that's over.
Wah. Brian Batko, 9-8, Super Bowl, Ravens, 49ers.
Wah, wah, wah.
Christopher Carter, Steelers record, 11-6, Super Bowl, Ravens, Lions.
Ooh. He's alive. He's very
right,
alive.
Chris.
The savvy old news hound. Steelers record 10-7. Do you see myself patting myself on the back?
Patting. Now, what's the Super Bowl pick?
You get both hands
Super
patting
Super Bowl
here.
Pick was Chiefs and Lions. Jason Mackey, Steelers record 9-8. Super Bowl, Bills, 49ers. Finally, Gene Collier, 8-9 with the Bills and the Cowboys. Can you imagine if we had to endure another Bills-Cowboys Super Bowl? Wani would have come out of retirement to coach that thing. All right, I'm ready.
I missed you by a game. I had 9-8 as their final record.
And what was your Super Bowl again?
Chiefs over Lions.
I had Lions over Chiefs, Donnie. What was yours, Limits?
I was Lions over Bengals.
I don't blame you for that pick. I really don't.
I thought Burrow was going to come back with a vengeance.
I thought they were going to. I had them.
I thought they
pick
win
right
did.
Here to win the division.
His defense let him down.
If they get a defense, they might be pretty good next year. All right, let's go. A themed quiz show. And this is the theme is what, Limits? The last 8 years of playoff failure?
That's correct. The first question is not, because I think it's a fascinating question, but then the rest are all going to be playoff edition wise.
All right.
So
Donnie goes first.
Yes, I listened to last week.
What's the score?
So it was tied 4-4, and then, Joe, you jumped out to a 5-4 lead. Last week, though, the winner was, because I was not here, Donnie.
Yeah,
so we're tied 5-5.
This is incredible, Donnie.
And the first question
and
is
we'll
to you,
we'll finish it with a Super Bowl quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right,
Sorry,
Donnie. Donnie, two players in Steelers history have won the MVP award. I'm sure you're familiar with one being Terry Bradshaw. Who is the other player in Steelers history to win the MVP award?
Oh, man. I'm just going to totally guess here and say Franco Harris.
Franco Harris is incorrect.
Holy horse milk. Jack Lambert.
That is incorrect.
No, it's not. He won the MVP.
No, he won Defensive
Player of the Year.
That's correct.
Damn it.
Thank you.
How do we not know this, Donnie?
I don't know.
I don't blame you for not knowing this.
Oh, I know what it is.
Donnie?
Is it John Henry Johnson?
It is not.
Joe Green?
No.
Donnie?
Is it William Shakespeare?
The first ever draft pick. No, I'm just playing. It's not William Shakespeare.
Wait a second. Why can't we get this?
I always thought Bradshaw was the only one.
I could not believe this when I saw it. I did not know this when I was researching this yesterday.
I'm embarrassed not to know this.
And Lawrence Taylor's the only defensive player to win MVP.
If he gives us the decade, we're going to get it. What decade was it? So who gets that caveat?
I think Donnie, because he's on his hint.
Was it Dick Schneider?
No.
Dick Schneider? Are you kidding me?
I have no idea who it could be.
Well, when do we have a clue come in? Before I go or before you go?
I guess it would have to be my next turn. Because
yeah, so Joe, you have to make another guess.
It wasn't Ben, wasn't Le'Veon, wasn't Antonio Brown.
Nope.
None of those guys.
Nope.
I know it wasn't any of the defensive players back then. Was it? Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson is incorrect.
I know.
Pre-1970s.
I mean, we kind of figured that.
Oh, I know. I know who it is.
Yeah, Joe knows who it is. Like, I actually think
Go ahead,
knows.
Donnie.
Oh, God. I mean, well, I already said, like, it's no defensive player because I was going to guess
John Henry
Ernie
Johnson
Stautner.
Was a great
guess.
That was
guess. A great guess.
I was going to guess Stautner, but that's not it.
Do you have a guess, Donnie?
No, go ahead.
All right, Joe.
Y.A. Tittle.
No. Oh, my God.
I get more guesses. Bobby Lane.
I know. You know, Donnie has to guess.
Oh, go ahead. Do you have any more guesses left?
I was going to guess the name you just said.
Y.A. Tittle.
No, I was going to guess Bobby Lane.
I have no more guesses. Can we have another clue?
This man is in the Steelers Hall of Honor, and I can hear Larry Richard announcing his name for whatever reason for the Hall of Honor. He played in the 1940s.
I was there.
I
covered
have no
this man.
I have no idea.
Now Ron's laughing at us. It's not Dick Shiner? I don't know. Who is
Who
it?
Who is it?
All right. Halfback Bill Dudley in 1946.
Oh, Bill Dudley.
Bill Dudley.
That hurts, Donnie.
No one wins.
Bubba they Ray. Didn't have an MVP in the 1940s.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Limits.
Yeah, when I looked it up, I saw that he, when we looked up, has there ever been a co-MVP before? I saw Bill Dudley was in 1946, and I was like, that was going to be a perfect quiz show answer tomorrow.
This says the AP NFL MVP began in 1957 with Jim Brown.
Well, then, whatever that is, it sucks. There was
what
still
are you
an
talking
there was
about?
Still an MVP named. It might
well,
not
where?
Have been the MVP,
How?
But it was by somebody.
There was no MVP.
Yes, there was.
Donnie, who put out an MVP in 46?
Fox Sports had it. You want to blame anybody? Blame Fox Sports.
All right, next question. This is unbelievable.
1946, Bill Dudley.
This is Joe here.
Joe, you get this question. Joe's going to hate this question. The Steelers' first of six losses in a row in the playoffs came in New England in 2016 in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. I was there. I was.
Who caught the Steelers' touchdown from Ben Roethlisberger in a 36-17 loss to the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, the last score that the Steelers had that season?
D'Angelo Williams.
That's incorrect.
I know who it is.
Donnie knows?
Kobe Hamilton.
That's correct. Kobe Hamilton. What a pick. Donnie's knowledge of just these obscure
this is right
wide
up
receivers.
Alley. I have no chance here.
Are so funny to me.
I'll tell you what I did that day. I went to Foxborough very early because you have to.
Is it true that it's like, what, 45 minutes away from
Further
Boston?
Further from Boston.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So I went there. They have a movie theater, like a mall, right on the scene of the stadium. I went and watched Hidden Figures, that movie. Then I went and watched whatever playoff game was before that. I guess the NFC title game.
Yeah.
And then had an unbelievable dinner in the press box that included lobster roll on a croissant and all the danishes you could eat and Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Anyway, go ahead.
This question is for Donnie. Donnie, the Steelers lost 45-42 to Jacksonville in the 2017 AFC Divisional Round. This Jaguars player scored three touchdowns in the game. Who was it?
Leonard Fournette.
I knew that.
Playoff Lenny.
Leonard Fournette ran wild.
That was easy, Donnie.
He had a fourth and goal early where he jumped over the whole line.
It was 28-0 at one point, wasn't it? Or 21-0? 28-7?
All right, Joe, then I'll give you a question you might consider easy. The Steelers' stretch of awful first quarter starts began against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
But went to a new low against the Cleveland Browns during the 2020 COVID season when they were down by this score going into the second quarter.
28-0.
That's correct.
It's 2-1, Donnie. I was there.
A big one.
I wasn't there, actually, for
the
that
COVID
game.
Season.
No, I was not there.
All right, Donnie, next question is to you. The Steelers lost to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in Ben Roethlisberger's final game during the 2021 season. This was in the playoffs. Who did Ben Roethlisberger throw his last touchdown pass to?
In that Okay, go ahead.
James Washington.
James Washington is correct. Donnie with another great poll.
That's unbelievable,
baby.
Donnie.
James Washington's been a steady poll throughout the
season. You got a Jordan Todman question?
This is why he's Donnie football. The ball knowledge for Donnie is insane.
This is like Joe Smeltzer's World Series.
Yeah.
You're like a football rain man. What the hell are you doing? Kobe Hamilton? All right, go ahead.
James Washington.
3-1.
All right, Joe. Byron Pringle caught 2 touchdowns for the Chiefs in that exact game.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes threw him 1 of the scores. Who threw the other touchdown to make it 42-14 Chiefs?
Oh, shoot. Who was the running back? You know this, don't you, Donnie?
Yeah, he knows. Donnie, I wonder if Donnie,
you know,
when him and Sarah on
pass?
Just like a random Tuesday night in the middle of the summer are like, all right, honey, let's put on 2021 Steelers playoffs against the Chiefs, the final game for Ben, and he knows this answer.
Something is telling me it was a trick play where Travis Kelce threw the ball.
What is your answer?
Travis Kelce.
That's correct.
Pretty
and
good, Donnie.
Don't think you got the
old man here.
Good pull.
3-2.
A little jump pass.
All right, here's the big question. The final question.
Wait, how is this the big question?
Because none of you got the first question.
All right. I get to go first here.
Donnie gets to go first because you went first
last.
This
is a numbers question.
Yes. Donnie.
This is worth 3 points for everybody out there, so the winner of this wins this game.
If you pay a lot of attention to the Pump and Joe show, you might know this answer. 24 teams have won a playoff game since the last time that the Steelers won a playoff game in 2016. Which of the seven, how many of the 7 teams that have not won a playoff game longer than the Steelers can you name?
I can do 3.
I can do all 7.
Wow.
Well, if he said 3, all I need to do is 4.
Maybe Donnie can name 5.
No, he throws it to me.
No,
and then
he can throw it
first.
He can throw it right back, and he can
no,
throw
he
it right
can.
Back. Yes, he can.
That's against the rules.
That's not against the rules.
No, I thought Joe had it right.
He says how many he can name, and then I say no.
I thought you and Malzy would always go back and forth. I can name 3. Malzy would say, I can name 4. You would say, I can name 5, and Malzy would say, prove it.
Malzy's gone. He's not on this show anymore. I'm not on his show, however you
want
to view
it. That's what I thought we were doing is the original quiz show rules.
I'll name all 7, Donnie. All right. How do you like that?
Okay.
Can you name all 7?
Yes, who have longer playoff winless streaks than the Steelers.
That's correct.
Jets, Dolphins, Broncos, Cardinals. Why is he doing that to me?
I'm reading them back off so that I can check them off.
Yeah, now I'm confused because there was an echo.
All right, start over.
Jets, Dolphins, Broncos, Raiders, Cardinals, Bears. And Panthers.
Yeah, well done. Donnie! Well done.
Yeah, Donnie!
Good job, Joe.
Thank you.
That's a good win.
No one else seems particularly happy for me, but I'm happy.
I was rooting for Donnie.
Donnie, your knowledge of those old games is just ridiculous. Why were you rooting for Donnie?
I feel like I have a knack for like those random players.
You really do. The Travis Kelce thing won me the game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd be going overtime right now. Why do I remember that? Because I remember...
It was real late in the game, too.
Yeah. It was like just became a joke to the Chiefs. Just like this year's game became a joke to the Ravens. Last year was a joke to the Bills. One year was a joke to the Jaguars. And one year was a joke to who? Who's the other loss to?
Who would you list there?
Jaguars, 45. Oh, the Browns.
Yeah.
That was the biggest joke of all. They didn't even have their coach at the game. Some guy
he was
named,
watching on a delay.
Some guy named Frank joined the huddle. Remember that Baker Mayfield
yes.
quote? Think about this streak. It's just, it's maddening. It's maddening that nothing is done about it. You know what I mean?
By the way, Joe, the Pro Football Hall of Fame does list Bill Dudley as the league MVP in 1946.
Thanks to Fake John and Robinson for tweeting that in. I think that's Fake John, right?
Yeah, that's him.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In my not-so-humble opinion, Donnie, this is the best weekend, maybe other than the NCAA tournament, the first weekend, in all of American sports. It's the divisional playoffs in the NFL. And gentlemen, we have an all-time quarterback matchup. The Savvy Old News Hound did a little bit of research today. And I was curious about this because we've talked about it this week, limits, was the nature of this quarterback matchup, Lamar against Josh Allen. And has there ever been a quarterback matchup like this in the playoffs? Here's the first part of that question. MVP finishers 1-2, and I know the MVP announcement is always like later on, like around the Super Bowl, or I don't remember, but you don't know going into the
weekend
playoffs.
Of the Super Bowl.
But in history, how many times have quarterbacks who finished 1-2 in the MVP also met in a playoff game? How many would you guess?
I feel
in the Super Bowl era.
I feel like there had to have been one of those matchups between. Are you saying just in this round specifically, or
a playoff game period?
I feel like there had to have been one of the Brady Manning matchups.
Limitless wonder, how many times in the Super Bowl era have the guys who finished 1-2 in MVP, quarterbacks who finished 1-2 in MVP, met in a playoff game?
I'm going to say twice. I think one of the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady occurrences, and I think there might have been a Marino season where he might have faced off against somebody in that case.
Six times prior to this one.
Oh, wow.
Because you know they're going to finish 1-2.
Now, do they count 2003 when McNair and Manning split and then Brady was the next one?
Well, that's a good question. We could count that one, too. These were the 1-2s. Mahomes against Hurts in the 22 Super Bowl. Matt Ryan against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Manning and Brady had won the 2013 AFC Championship game. Manning against Drew Brees in the 09 Super Bowl. They finished 1-2 in MVP. Ken Anderson against Joe Montana in the 81 Super Bowl. And here's the granddaddy of them all. 1969 playoff game. Roman Gabriel against Joe Capp, otherwise known as Joe Kopp, former producer
here. Catfish.
The original horse.
The original horse.
How about that? Here's my second question, Donnie. I don't have a full answer for this one, but these two guys, Allen and Lamar, have combined for 86 touchdowns this year, running and throwing. Has there ever been, and I didn't get enough research done, but I had a hard time finding it. I'll put it this way. I only found one matchup in the Super Bowl year, and I'm sure there's more. Don't get me wrong. One matchup, at any level of the playoffs where the two quarterbacks combined for more touchdowns than 86. Anybody with a guess?
One matchup in history where quarterbacks
had more combined touchdowns than these two guys going into this game.
Would it have been like a Jackson and Mahomes? Well, no, that would have been last year.
My guess, I don't know who's on the other side of it, but when Peyton Manning threw for what, 51 touchdown passes?
55.
Okay.
That's a wonderful one,
2013.
Donnie. But Brady didn't hold up his end of the bargain. They only combined for 81 touchdowns. These guys have 86. Mahomes and Hurts combined for 80. But there was one matchup in 2018 where the two quarterbacks combined for 91 touchdowns, and it was Mahomes
and Brady. Goff.
Mahomes and Andrew Luck. How about that? Of course, Mahomes had 54 of those, I think. 52 of those.
He didn't break Peyton's record.
And Luck had like 39 touchdowns that year combined. How about that, Donnie?
I would have guessed it was Mahomes and Brady when you said 2018.
Moral of the story, this is an all-time great matchup. When you combine style of play, like just the eye candy of watching these guys play, I'm going to say in my lifetime, I don't think there's ever been a better quarterback matchup in terms of just sheer spectacularness, if that's a word. I think this is the one.
Moral of the story, you need a great quarterback to be able to get to this point and win at this point.
That's not a bad point there, Limitless Wonder. Who's winning our predictions? Tell us.
The winner of the regular season pick title was me!
I like that call. What was your record?
Woo! I went 52-47 over the course of the year.
Yeah.
Let's go. And Joe, you went 48-51. Donnie had the exact same record at 48-51.
Donnie, you were like the Steelers down the stretch. You had a 7-game lead on me at one point.
See, I feel like I was really bad in the middle.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I was bad in the middle. You passed me up.
How about the first round of the playoffs? Oh, Limitless
traded
Wonder.
Blows.
Yeah, we did.
Donnie and Joe went 2-4. I went 3-3 last week.
What is wrong with us, Donnie?
We have to go apart.
Over 500 here.
Yeah.
I'm going to bounce back this week. Give us a game.
All right. Let's start it off right now with the Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs. It's an 8-point spread favoring Kansas City.
Am I starting here? I'm going to go with Kansas City to cover this. Mahomes is just a monster in the playoffs. We saw one of the graphics earlier. The guy does not lose, and normally in early playoff games for them, which is the divisional round, they usually win big. They take care of business. When 15 in red is at home in the playoffs, or when he's on the road, he proved it last year, somebody has to make sure. He's like Michael Myers. You got to make sure the guy is dead before he's out of the playoffs. Until then, I'm not going to believe it. Kansas City wins this one by, I think, 10+.
Man, we just saw that graphic up there. In the divisional round, Patrick Mahomes is 6-0 with 13 touchdowns and no interceptions. Having said that, this could be the hidden vigorish, as the great Bob Prince used to say. At some point, it's got to end. I think the Chiefs will win. I think the Texans are a team that caught a little something here. I think last week they looked pretty dominant. I think C.J. Stroud is really good. I'm a little worried about Mixon going into this game with an injury, but their defense is fast and destructive. And they beat the Bills this year, and they played the Chiefs to a one-score game in Kansas City a few weeks back. I also wonder about this long layoff for the Chiefs. I'm picking the Texans to cover. Limits?
I'm doing the same exact thing. 8 points is a lot. I know it's in Kansas City. The game that they played earlier this year makes me think that the Chiefs have a slight advantage, but the rest factor of being off 25 days for Patrick Mahomes and others, it's sticking with me. The Chiefs will win, but I see it being either a field goal or a touchdown game, so the Texans will cover.
Next.
Washington at Detroit. The Lions are favored by 9.5.
I'm going to take Washington here. I think that they can be the, maybe not the Cinderella team, because I think the Lions win the game and will host the NFC Championship, but I think they can keep this close. I think it has potential to where this ends up being the show stealer of the weekend. I think the Saturday night game could be a lot better than what it's getting credit, even though right now it's the one with the biggest line. I will take Washington getting those points.
There's a little part of me that wonders if Jared Goff has another blow-up game in him. It's very unfair of me, but I don't trust him. I don't trust him. He's had those, remember the 5-interception game he had this year? I think they won the game.
It was in Houston, yeah.
But I'm going to disregard that for now. I, too, think this will be a very competitive game. However, I think in the end, it'll be like a 4-point game, and the Lions will stick a late touchdown and cover. I'm going Lions.
I think the magic will run out for Washington. The Lions are a dominant team. They're playing at home. They've been so good at Ford Field. They will run away with it and win by 2 scores. Let's go to the college game quickly. Ohio State is favored by 8 points against Notre Dame. I think we all know who Donnie's going with.
Yeah, I'm taking that all day. I said last week that I felt like Texas was the only team left that could have beaten Ohio State. They gave them a hell of a game, and then they ran a toss on their goal line.
To Cordarrelle Patterson, as I recall.
With a chance to even things up. I think Ohio State will just smother Notre Dame in this one.
I'm thinking about a game. I saw Booger McFarland yesterday on PTI reminding me of Miami-Penn State. That's the game he compared it to all those years ago where Penn State shocked the world. I think Notre Dame is going to come out with a little leprechaun magic here and a lot of physical football. And I might be crazy, but that Michigan game still stands out in my memory banks. I'm going to take Ohio's. No, you know what? I'm going to take Notre Dame to spring the upset, Donnie.
To win?
Why not? Yeah, to win outright. Thank you, Limits. We have to hurry now.
Yeah, that's not happening. Ohio State will win, as unfortunate as it is. I think Penn State would have kept it close, but thank you for
Are they
going
to cover?
Yeah, they'll cover. They'll win it by 2 scores.
Next.
Probably 2 touchdowns. Rams at the Eagles, 6.5 Philadelphia.
I'm going to go with Philly here. I know this looks like a sizable spread. L.A. looked impressive on Monday night. The way that Philly is able to play defensively has me thinking that if they get up on the Rams, they will just put them away and put them out of their misery. Like they can just sit on a team and just work them to a point where they win a game by 2 touchdowns. So maybe it almost looks like what happened when the Steelers went there. And I don't always like bringing regular season matchups into the equation, but the Eagles won big in L.A., earlier this year.
What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr.
Very
Hester.
Very kindly. Fan 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Yeah, man, the Rams are game. I love Sean McVay, but I think in the end, the Eagles are just too physically powerful.
Give me the Rams. Finally, Ravens, Bills. Donnie, who wins? It's a 1-point spread for the Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens to win this game on the road. It would be the biggest win of Lamar Jackson's career. He always has some sort of holdup in the playoffs, and he's trying to get back to the AFC Championship game. So for the people in Buffalo, the snow game, they're going to be going through flaming tables like Neanderthals. Baltimore's going to go in there and win the game. I think they get it done. Give me the Ravens.
My head is telling me the Ravens, because I don't think the Bills can stop that powerful of a run game. I don't. They are. They're light on defense, as Kostos was saying. But they have 3 guys back who weren't there when the Ravens beat them the first time around. My heart's telling me the Bills, my parents, my loved ones who have suffered greatly with the Bills over the years, they deserve this. And somehow, some way, Josh Allen is going to have the game of his life and it's going to be good enough. I'm going with the Bills.
I am a believer in Buffalo to win
it. I like it.
And go all the way to the Super Bowl.
I like it, Limits. Thank you.
I got your back.
Limit, or Donnie, you will be thinking of me, won't you, though?
Hoping I will always think of you,
Joe. For Bacon Evie, my 90-some-year-old parents back in Buffalo, they get to see one time the Bills get to a Super Bowl.
I'll be thinking of
Aunt
Viv. I mean,
win the Super Bowl. They've seen him get there. Yeah, Aunt Viv, too. Yeah. All of them.
I will always think of you, Joe.
Thank you, Donnie. This was a great, great day, Donnie Football Friday, and a great week, and it's going to be an amazing weekend. Good night, Limits.
Good night.